WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Another college commencement weekend. Another weekend of protests, this one in Virginia Commonwealth in Richmond. Demonstrators picketed and students walked out of Governor Glenn Youngkin's commencement address, angry about his views on LGBTQ plus issues and is favoring the breakup of pro-Palestinian encampments. Adjunct Professor Kay Coghill joined them.
One, was not satisfied with the speaker that they chose. Two, that I value my students over politics when it comes to trying to get people to like you or get money from them. And three, it symbolized that we are powerful in numbers.
Today's protests were fewer and less dramatic than yesterday's breakups of pro-Palestinian camps at the University of Pennsylvania and MIT. The Israeli military has been shelling East Rafah, and with a larger invasion coming, they're warning people to leave. Here's CBS's Rami Innocencio.
Gazans heeded Israel's newest warning sent by texts and flyers from the sky. You are in a dangerous combat area. The IDF is about to operate with great force. We're leaving because of our fear and because of coercion, said this woman. We're leaving for the unknown, and there are no safe areas at all. All the areas it says are safe are unsafe.
Israeli leaders are still considering a U.S. report that gives them a mixed grade on humanitarian law violations in Gaza. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from Washington.
The report says Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza likely violated international humanitarian law, but that wartime conditions prevented U.S. officials from determining that for sure. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland called the report woefully inadequate and told reporters, quote, if this conduct complies with international standards, God help us all. Israel, meanwhile, says it is following all U.S. and international law and that its campaign in Gaza is proportional to the existential threat it says is posed by Hamas.
Amazon has rolled out the first vehicles for its first planned fleet of heavy-duty, long-haul electronic trucks. CBS's Ben Tracy says its next step for the company already using thousands of electric vehicles.
The company now operates a fleet of 13,500 electric vans, part of an effort to eliminate carbon emissions from the so-called last mile of its delivery business.
We've got these vans in over 100 locations already.
John Tagawa is vice president of Amazon's North America operations. He says the company uses AI to map delivery routes so the vans never have to be charged up while on the road.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local Music Authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Mag Sync on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Mag Sync Radio sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewery. All their beers are so good. I'm drinking one tomorrow. Located on Madison's East Side, making high-quality beers, all kinds of events, tasting stuff, and you should look them up, carbon4.com. Terry, you had something
wait,
to say
no,
there?
I think that's what I'm having right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Lady Luck.
Everybody's having Carbon 4 tonight.
Thank you, Carbon 4.
Thank you very much. Also like to say thank you to Herbal Aspect, now 3 Madison locations. They're participating in the fun tonight. Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gavin Road in Madison. You can shop online, get it delivered to you right to your doorstep, herbalaspect.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour off with some blues, hey? Let's do some Rascal Theory. This is Gypsy Blues. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Good down low. Standing around with my hat in my hand. You got inside me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Mighty Roscoe Theory. Roscoe Foster and the Roscoe Theory there. That was You Got Me before that, Gypsy Blues. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr, hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Make sure I got my microphone right for to Miss Terry Barr.
I moved on you.
Yes, you did. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. You know, the Roscoe Theory, they're playing tomorrow at Warner Park at 11 a.m. for Wartstock. Benefit for the community radio here in Madison, WRT.
Well, good for them.
That's
wow.
pretty cool. And then you can also see them at the Boneyard. You can bring your dog, see Roscoe Foster and the Roscoe Theory on Saturday, August 17th.
And you will hear in my bar notes another date they're playing.
Yeah, bar notes is actually coming up here in just 10 or
15
minutes.
That's why I'm not
going to
give it away.
There you
go. Stick around to find out.
Rocker, we got Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. And we're doing a special layer tonight because we don't have an actual live performance for the full hour. What's coming up with that? And what's so unique about tonight's layer, Rocker?
That's right, Jimmy. You know, we had a cancellation. So we're going to do a repeat tonight, and we're going to repeat the Kalen Cole Show from August 2023. And that show won the WBA Award for the Best Website Story article that was written by Jorge Reina when we had Kalen. It was the first show here in this new studio.
Mm-hmm. Very first
show. Pictures.
Of ours, yeah.
It was a great story, and you can still access that on the Civic Media .us website. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to replay that show.
It is just so worthy of being replayed.
You know, the
especially
picture,
after winning an award.
Yeah, exactly. The picture last week of Jorge holding his award with his grin was priceless.
Yes.
At the award show,
picture.
Right?
Yeah, at the award. Yeah. Right after he won it. I mean, he was so, you could see how proud he was.
Did you notice the bow tie?
Yes, I did.
And he had to learn to tie a bow tie so he could wear the bow tie.
I don't know how to, I've worn a bow tie, but a clip on.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, they're better now than they used to be, so you can't really tell.
Do you know how to tie a bow tie, Rocker?
No, I just know the regular tie. I never really wore a bow tie.
Yeah, he said he had to learn it because he really wanted to wear a bow tie to the WBA Awards.
Bow ties and suspenders. Oh, that's a good look, I think.
I agree.
I do my suit and my tie.
Yep. Well, men
maybe
in,
a tux.
Men in suits, anyway.
Well, a tux, if you do a tux, you're going to probably wear a bow tie.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a...
Kind of like, wraps around your neck.
It's kind of like a strap-on or a clip tie.
Yeah.
Not a strap-on.
Or you have somebody else tie it for you, and you kind of loosen it up, get it over your head. Oh, boy. The low-hanging fruit, right?
This is not an X-rated show, people, just so you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I don't either.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Do you have experience tying a bow tie? Maybe, can you give me some hints? Because I like bow ties. Next time I get dressy, you know, get dressed to the nines. I'll rock a bow tie.
You got to ask Shawn Michael Dargan because he wears a bow tie like every day, right? Yeah.
Yes.
He wears it like underwear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Hey, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yeah, happy Mama Mom's Rocker. Day. Oh, yeah. Mama Rocker, if
she's
you're listening.
are you going to Waukesha tomorrow, Rocker?
No, I won't be going till Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, I'll celebrate with them on Wednesday. I'll celebrate with Mama Alice and Harriet.
Yeah.
We'll see them tomorrow. So, you know, there's so many mothers that we know, right?
Yeah.
It's just not your own mother, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them. And
as long
probably,
as they all get a little love, I think they're all okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama Rocker and Mary Johnston, who you guys don't know, but they're like my moms right now because my mom passed away a while ago. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's your mom doing?
My mom is still in a rehab facility.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, she fell down a couple of months ago, and it's just taken her a while to really get back up on her feet and get her strength. But one thing she does say is, all of you youngins, and then she looks at, you know, people like all of us.
Right, yeah.
Keep your health. Yes. I'm like, okay, thank you, Mom. Yes, that is a good thing to remember.
You get to see her tomorrow? Or
I will see her after my nephew has a final baseball game for a tournament that he's in. So I'm going to go see that, and then I'll go over to see Mama.
Yep. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and suspecting moms. And
well, you have a puppy that your wife is Mama too, so
that's
there you
go. Dottie's doing great. Great. That's great. All right, so earlier I was talking about the cancellations coming to town in June. Mm-hmm. Love the cancellations, based out of Nashville.
When you look to the sky, do you see a knowing eye? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? Is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Taking you to war, the cancellations on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Tuesday, June 18th, they'll be at the High Noon Saloon with Genevieve Hayward and the Brash Menagerie. Hey, we're going to talk about Make Music Madison with Marie Rose Ekberg. We got some special live music for you coming up, too. Right now, Diana Jones out of Milwaukee, Something Right About You. There's a great podcast where she was in the lair a couple weeks ago, too. It's available for you right now at maxincradio.com.
When you touch me, I want you to stay on me.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start with a save the date. A benefit concert is being planned to help Madison area musician Dan Anderson as he battles testicular cancer. The gathering of support will feature music from the Krause Family Band, Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory, and many more, all at Pooley's Bar and Event Center on High Crossing Boulevard. That is just off 151 between Madison and Sun Prairie. Now, save Saturday, May 25th for this benefit. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to our house and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at anndave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info.
See you at our house.
And we now know a few of the musicians being inducted into the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Hall of Fame during the award show on Sunday, May 19th. I've Learned Garbage is part of this year's class. The band formed in Madison and went on, of course, to international success. Now, along with Garbage is Todd Speech Thomas. He's originally from Milwaukee. Speech is a two-time Grammy winner and founded the hip-hop group Arrested Development. Also, the Fendermen will be named to the Hall of Fame. This Madison area rockabilly duo formed in 1958. One single made it to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, but it gave the Fendermen the chance to go on tour opening for Johnny Cash. Now, this is the first time the Whammy Awards will be in the Green Bay area. The Epic Event Center is playing host for the evening, and yes, some tickets are still available. Go to Whammy, WAMI.org to learn more. And of course, we're going to be there. We hope to see you too. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging on the fort with you. We got Live in the Lair coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It's our pre-recorded show when Kaylin Cole visited us. Oh, it was so good. And Jorge won the award for the best web story. We've been tooting our horn vicariously through Jorge all evening long. I love it. Congratulations, Jorge. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app, Rocker.
Jimmy Make Music Madison returns to the Mad City on Friday, June 21st from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's part of Make Music Day, a live music celebration that occurs in thousands of cities across the globe. Madison began participating in 2013 and now boasts the largest event in the country. Here to tell us about the successes of 2023 and a preview of 2024 is Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg and performing artist Sarah. Mary Rose, Sarah, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Keywords there. Keywords was the largest in the world.
Tell us about that. That is incredible.
Largest outside of France in the world. Yeah.
Okay, outside of France.
So we're really lucky. You know, we have a very dedicated group of hosts and musicians in Madison. We're one of the oldest chapters in the U.S. So over time, we've just really grown into be kind of a powerhouse in the make music scene across the world. We had the same number of events as Berlin, Germany last year. They're 15 times our size. So that's pretty crazy. And, you know, we're hoping we're going to keep growing that. That's our goal.
What is the goal for this year? I know you kind of put out a goal last year, and you busted that goal. So
yeah, last year we wanted to break 500, and we did. This year I want to break 700.
Oh, my.
What was last year? How did that? What
640.
Was 640.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And the goal is 700?
Yeah, I think it's real. I think it's realistic, given that this is a Friday this year. Last year was a Wednesday.
Yes.
So Friday is super exciting. People are going to be ready to listen to live music.
Do you have any stats like where we are right now with registration at all? Or?
Yeah, we're just a few shows away from breaking 300 and we still have 3 weeks left of registration. Oh, yeah.
You know, I bet you there's a lot of people out there right now who are like, what are you guys talking about? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Make Music Madison. So Mary Rose, tell us a little bit, you know, how does this festival work for fans? How does it work for musicians? How does it work for venues? I mean, tell us a little bit about the festival and give us an overview.
Always a great question because we're a little bit unusual. We most people when they hear festival, they think there's a main stage somewhere and everybody's going to be in the same place at the same time listening to the same music.
Right.
We're very unique. Last year we had 179 different venues all over the city of Madison.
Wow.
And that's everything from parks to restaurants to cafes to people's front porches, garages, balconies, street corners, just really anywhere and everywhere in the city. And anyone can register to participate. So you can register as a host or you can register to perform. We invite performers of all ages, all genres, all experience levels to participate.
So one host like could have multiple performers,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
So you could have like a venue, a stage.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And have multiple people there. Now, one of the things I know that Make Music Madison does is they provide the permits. Mm-hmm. For anyone in anywhere in Madison to perform live. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so part of what we provide is really the infrastructure to make sure that this is done legally and safe, and you know, and we provide marketing support. So anybody who requires a permit, whether you're using a public park or you need a street use permit because you want to close something, we help navigate that and we take all that work on. We also provide a ton of marketing support, both on social media, but also we provide posters, vinyl banners, yard signs, all sorts of stuff to all of our host sites to help get the word out. Tip jars, branded tip jars, which are really important because supporting the musicians is super important on this day. There's only three requirements for something to be Make Music Day, and that is Make Music Madison. It has to be in the city of Madison, it has to be free, and it has to be open to the public. So, you know, that prevents some people from being able to charge a cover. So in exchange, we encourage people to tip performers if the venue isn't, you know, paying them out of their own pocket.
Yeah. Wow. There is a lot that you are kind of juggling with all of this right now. You said 3 more weeks. does that include anybody that wants to be any kind of part of this? They still can sign up for the next 3 weeks.
Yes, until June 1st.
Okay.
That's when registration cuts off for hosts and for musicians. And that's okay. important because by then we know who we need to get permits for and, you know, make sure that musicians know where they're going to be on Make Music Day.
And the website is super intuitive. It's almost like a dating website. You're matching musicians and venues together. It's super easy. Talk about the website and how easy it is to navigate through.
Yeah. So we have what we call a matchmaking platform. It's designed just for Make Music Alliance chapters across the country. And you register as a musician or you register as a host. And then you can search for, you know, if you're a host, you're searching for musicians and you can search by genre. Genre, or you can search by time of day that somebody's available. If you're a musician, you can search for venues based off of like if you want to be in a certain neighborhood or if you have certain electrical or PA needs.
Yeah.
And then when you find somebody, you can send them a message, chat within the system. And then when you both confirm the match, it comes to us as the administrators to confirm that everything looks good. And then we approve it and it shows automatically on our map and our website.
I love this.
So when you see Iron Plow, you just swipe left.
Yeah, exactly. I wish it was a swipe system would be awesome. But yeah, it's really easy to use. We try to make it as straightforward as possible for people to get out there. And especially musicians, because we know that, you know, they're not necessarily getting paid on this day and we want to make it easy and we want to get them out in front of as many audiences as possible. So we let them sign up for as many shows as they want to do as they can fit in within the day. So.
Over the years you've been doing this, how many bands have come to you and say, hey, I've got my start at Make Music Madison. I got my first show on the first day of summer at somebody's sidewalk or park. Does that happen?
I hear it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I hear it a lot that people say, oh, this is the one day a year that, you know, my band that we only ever perform in our basement, but this one day a year we get out on the street. And now next year we're hoping to actually open up for, you know, another band. Or I definitely hear from a lot of performers, especially like singer-songwriters, who this is the day that they very first got in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. And then that really has launched their career and gotten them in front of other venue hosts.
Oh, and kudos to all of them for being brave to do it too. Mm-hmm. You know, if it is their first time, you brought along someone with you tonight.
Yes,
and I think she has some experience with Make Music Madison.
She does. Ooh. So I'm really honored to bring today our musician in residence for this year, Sara. And Sara is originally from Puerto Rico and she's been performing with Make Music Madison for the last few years. And last year I brought her on a couple of media spots and she also spoke to the Common Council for us last year and actually performed to Common Council for us to share a little bit about, you know, Make Music Madison. And we're really honored to have her in the role of musician in residence this year. She's supporting musicians to make sure that they're getting into the system, that they're finding hosts. And she's also going to be performing on Make Music Day. So I brought her along to speak a little bit about her experience and also her, you know, her artistry as a musician.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you, Mary Rose.
Sarah, where are you performing on Make Music Madison Day?
So I will be performing at the Lisa Link Peace Park around 3 to 4, I believe.
Just down the road here on State
Street? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up and in Madison.
At the Rotary Plaza next to the Children's Museum.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you've got a couple of Madison shows then. And once we realized that you were going to be here, I wanted to check out your music and... It's terrific. How long have you been a musician? How long have you been playing?
You know, when people ask me that, I don't know what to say because I've always been singing. I learned to play the guitar kind of recently, maybe like 6 years ago. Anyway, I'll probably be getting more shows that day, though. Yes.
So 6 years ago when you picked up the guitar, what was the deciding factor? Hey, I'm going to pick up the guitar and play it instead of just singing.
So it's actually kind of dark. By that time, there was a terrible hurricane where I live in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything else left to do. Like, I didn't have my phone or nothing. So I decided, my mom gave me my grandpa's guitar and she was like, do something with it. And my dad already had taught me some chords by that time. And I just started playing.
Well, we're so glad you did.
I'm glad too.
Yeah.
Were you in Puerto Rico when the hurricane hit?
Yeah.
Oh, that had been scary. Mm. And the island still hasn't really recovered as much as it should, has it?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What are some of the big things that you see that you need back home?
That what?
As far as help, as far as infrastructure needs or whatever to make Puerto Rico better, what is it that you think that the island needs or that would make things better for y'all?
I think, I'm not sure of the translation, but I think it's on audition. Like, the U.S. government needs to check out all of the bills, like all of the bills that all of the things that happened with the governor at the time, because there was a lot of federal help sent, but we actually didn't receive it.
Yeah.
And that's more on the local side of the government. That's one of the things.
So also what you're saying is track the money, follow the money,
right,
and
right.
see how it was actually spent, where it was maybe supposed to be spent in different ways.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we are so glad you are here with us
there are
tonight.
Some we can take some good positive things from bad things happening. And in that case, for me personally, was learning the guitar, how to play the guitar.
That is a great end of your story, learning the guitar. Yeah.
And when did you come to Madison?
What
was behind that?
Around 2 years and a half ago. Just family situation. I came here. At first, I wasn't going to stay. But then I liked it, and I just did it.
That happens to everybody that comes to Madison.
It does.
Yeah. I also, found a place, a safe place to perform, which I honestly haven't performed back home until I moved here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What was it like performing for the first time back home?
You mentioned earlier that some bands have said that Make Music Madison was like the starting show. And it was the first time, thanks to Music Madison, I performed for the first time in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So an actual example, Jimmy.
I know. It's amazing.
So you went back home. Did you go back home at some point and then perform in front of people back home?
No, but I've performed for family gatherings, or I've actually performed in the violin because I play other instruments.
Sure.
Back when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I haven't come back home and performed exactly what I'm doing here, you know.
What do you think about booking a world tour with Max Inc? We'll book you. Rocker. Rocker's the booker. He'll book you all the places. And we'll wrap it up.
I'll just hang out with you.
Yeah, Terry will be your roadie.
Okay.
Second roadie.
Well, when we get Jimmy to come back down out of the clouds, we can listen to some live music because you are going to perform some songs for us tonight.
Yes, I will.
The first song that you're going to perform tonight, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
The first one is going to be Addicted to You. I wrote it about a year ago. It's in English. Look, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't want to...
It's kind of personal, sounds
that's
like.
Great.
Yes. Okay.
Well, why don't you go ahead and get your guitar on and get ready and keep those headphones on.
Right.
And we'll get with you in just 1 second. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jimmy, we're going to hear some live music from Sarah, and she is going to be playing Make Music Madison and also at the Marquette Waterfront Festival on June 8th. She'll be the first performer. We'll talk about that in a second.
And if you have a question or if you got a comment about Make Music Madison, you can give us a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. It's an impromptu live in the lair with one song on Max Inc. Radio.
My thoughts are out of control. I cannot seem to get a thing done. I mean, I communicate much, but you in the distance don't cease to hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept what you are coming from. I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out of my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? Ooh, I'm an addict, I cannot say what you are coming from. I'm an addict for love. Ooh,
really put the things on explore. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? Or rather restart the clock than end it all? How can I find a way if I continue to blame? Who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I can accept. Where you coming from? I'm an addict for your love. I'm an addict for your love.
Very nice. Woo! Sarah, live in the Max Inc. Mad Radio studios here, Max Inc. Radio. Let's do, can we do another song, or do you got?
Well, we got some questions, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm jumping the gun here. I'm sorry.
Calm we got some down questions. In there. He still wants to go on this world tour.
Yeah, he's got the
to
New York.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh.
We mentioned a second ago, you have an upcoming show June 8th at the Marquette Waterfront Festival in Madison. Tell us about your excitement to be the opening act for festival season. I mean, you're going to be the first one opening up the Madison festival season.
I'm excited about it. I don't know. Last year, like each year that passes, I get more and more like people talking to me about performing at festivals. Sometimes it's kind of overwhelming because I have not put out my music yet. So I feel like I need to justify what I'm doing, kind of.
Well, you don't have to justify anything.
When they hear you play and sing, yeah. you're good.
I'm super excited about it. I mean, it's kind of, sometimes I don't even believe it. I open my email and I'm like, another festival, really?
Wow.
So let me ask you this. You started playing guitar 6 years ago. You're obviously very young still, but you've got some confidence to you. I could tell in your vocal styling as you were singing just now, great tone and pitch to your voice, but you also got confidence. Where's that confidence come from?
My mom, definitely. Yeah. She's also a singer, and all I know about singing, I learned it from her. Also, the confidence part, definitely. Yeah.
You know, we were talking with someone else on the show, Betsy Age. She's out of Kenosha, Racine, with her band. And she said she's actually an introvert. She's kind of shy. So do you feel you become sort of a different person when you perform?
Not really.
What we see is what we get.
Yes, okay? Yes, definitely.
I've talked to a lot of artists that say they have to like find some magic when they get on stage to turn it on.
Yeah.
But you are just a natural.
I wouldn't say that I have to pretend, but the person that I am on that stage is who I am. How I just talk to people, you know?
Well, your song was gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, now you have another song for us tonight.
Do
you
not?
Now we're going to ask you, tell us about this song before you play it.
Okay, this one is in Spanish, so I'm going to explain a little bit about it.
It'll be a little harder for me to understand.
Yeah. It was like, maybe 4 years ago, I was heartbreak, and I was on a taxi when I decided to like write this first verses. I gotta say that someone that I not featured me but helped me write the song, his name is Angel Bimbo Lopez. I need to mention him because he was the producer that helped me write the song. It has never been put out, but yeah, it's a heartbreak. I was in a taxi, I was sad, and you're gonna hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Nice.
The raw emotions coming from the back of a taxi cab.
Yeah.
All right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us in the Civic Media app. We got a special live performance tonight from Sarah, and we'll talk with Marie Rose Eckberg a little bit more about Make Music Madison here on Max Inc. Radio.
Que me no lo espero, perdida vagando noche de invierno. Me encuentro con tus ojos en el espejo, pero flaco, no me miras igual.
aún me echo de aquel perfume. Asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamadas, erizas, entrecortadas, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Sigo esperando que pase algo. Cierro los ojos y veo un alto que me recuerda en aquella falla, pero flaco, ya todo me da igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume. Asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamadas, risa entrecortada, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va, que no, que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. And I know, you don't love me anymore. And I want, I cut you down. Just like you asked for. And I won't do it then. You call me your friend. You love to pretend. I want us to the dark. Leave the kiss, take your stuff. Pull them out in the taxi. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar.
Very nice. Sarah, live, we'll call it the mini Larry here on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you so much for performing tonight and coming in and sharing your story with us. It's a great, uplifting story, and I hope you nothing but the success.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank
you for having
and,
me
and
here.
Get ready for that world tour. It's going to be brutal.
Oh, that's next step.
Yes.
Chicago,
yes.
L.A., Wyoming.
Oh.
People in Wyoming love it.
Wyoming.
Mary
what,
Rose.
What is next for you? I'm just going to jump in here really quick and
next
ask.
Next for me yes. is release all the music that I have in
Yay!
My notebook.
Good.
I really need to do that. If I don't do that, I don't see any other way to keep taking steps.
Yes.
So you're going to record an album or an EP?
Probably an EP.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
great. Yeah. Well, once it's done, send us the tracks. We'll play it here.
Well,
on
even better, let's have Rebecca on.
Yeah,
for yeah,
sure.
for a full layer.
Yes.
Make Music Madison is happening mm-hmm. here in Madison and around the world, around the globe. June 21st is a Friday this year. Super mm-hmm. excited about that. Mary Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison. If bands wanted to get signed up. I know there's a deadline coming up. Also, venues, if they want to get signed up. Give us the details one more time on that.
Register to host or perform by June 1st at makemusicmadison.org.
How are you feeling right now? This is kind of the crunch time,
it's
isn't
crunch
it?
Crunch time. Yeah. I'm sleep deprived. We're working hard. We have a lot of really exciting things going on, including a stage hosted by some of the people in this very room.
Are we going to talk about that?
I guess we're talking about it, Jimmy.
I love it. Let's talk about it.
You have 1 minute to talk about
it.
Well, we're going to have a stage at the top of State Street at the Forum. It's a public space. It's right between the Veterans Museum and Ian's Pizza, and we're going to have a full-on PA system. We're going to have bands. We're going to have video being taken. It's going to be just an extravaganza. Right here on State Street.
That's what we do.
Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Make Music Madison.
Yes.
And Music Makes a Difference. And Dane County Arts. We're all coming together. Community, space making.
Yes.
It's all going to happen on
and
June 21st.
Music.
I hope the weather's nice. I really do, because it's going to be a great day.
I just want to mention that for anyone interested, I have a lot of upcoming shows. You can find me at sarahofficial.com. TZERAofficial.com. SeraOfficial.com.
We will share that on our social medias as well.
I appreciate that.
You've got it.
Nice. All right. Make Music Madison once again, June 21st. If you want to participate, please, by all means, go to MakeMusicMadison.org. Create your band profile, artist profile. If you're a venue, you want to host some bands, it doesn't matter. As long as you're in the city of Madison, you can do it right there. Marie Rose Eckberg, thank you so much. It's great to see you again.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
I got like 10 seconds here, but I know you love traveling. Come join us on Tuesday, the 21st of May in Columbus for a round trip from Columbus to Portage, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Take a trip to Portage.
We'll talk at her.
Yes, he's been talking and bragging about this all night tonight. So
live in the lairs coming up, Kaylin Cole. After Hours with Rob Roberts, right now is Eddie Berth. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
From Alabama, where Ken hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter. Yeah. Mistaken for a beagle. At home, she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this. She goes. Much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she could be for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets. All right, ever start to like look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.